Because the dashcam footage of Delonte McDowell's controversial arrest late last year and the recent protests that followed the death of George Floyd, DeKalb community members have been calling for leaders to reimagine not just the culture of local policing, but how police are funded. Bill Nicholas is DeKalb's city manager. He has an idea. Sell the former City Hall building and use the proceeds to outfit all police officers with body cameras. That's possible, Nicholas says, because city operations were able to move to a smaller location this summer.
And the fact that we didn't need 24,000 square feet, we only needed the space that we have here, which is about 9 to 10. Our city government has gotten smaller, and since I've been here, even smaller still. We were living beyond our means.
The city put out a request for proposals and received 3 applications from local developers, which Nicholas says are under serious consideration. Vivian Mead is one of the organizers with the DeKalb chapter of Black Lives Matter. She says she's not sold on the city's plan to buy body cams by selling city assets.
It really defeats the purpose of all of the protests, all of the work, hours of countless fighting and policy change and a lot of things that people all over the community have been making this summer, and it's just kind of a slap in the face.
The way she sees it, the police department already has a budget, so why give them more money?
If you can have so much money, you know, all this money for police pensions, but you can't have money for body cameras, but you have to use the money from selling a city municipal building, the money for that, for body cameras, I don't think it's cool.
And she's not alone. In Rockford, where protests have been consistent since the death of George Floyd, activists plan to sit in during a city commissioner's meeting reviewing the police's use of force policies. Activists there identified themselves as Jane Doe and seem to be on the same page as Mead.
Yes, we support body cams. It's not a end-all solution, but we appreciate the commissioners recommending that, only if it does not mean more money to the police.
One activist said body cameras can't fix systemic issues with police accountability, and she worries those recordings will be forgotten anyway.
Those officers, 15 years later, 20 years later, will retire with full pension, with all their benefits, having faced nothing but a slap on the wrist.
Nicholas is still optimistic that body cameras can help reduce police brutality.
There's always some debate over those things, but on the whole, there's a pretty broad consensus that helps everybody, both the public that is being served by the police and the police officers too.
Back in DeKalb, it'll cost about $150,000 a year to implement the system. Not just buying and outfitting officers with the cameras, but also hiring someone to manage and archive those recordings. The expense isn't small, and at least a fraction will occur every year. Nicholas also says selling City Hall might be the best way to finance the project, given the way the COVID crisis has rocked local government budgets. So the plan to sell the former City Hall is still on the table.
And I was hoping for around $400,000. We have a bid right now for $600,000. But even at $400,000, because of the COVID impacts on our city revenues right now, I didn't have the money to do one of the things that the Black Lives Movement and others thought was important, that is greater accountability on the part of police officers on the job.
The plan is for the municipal building to be sold by the end of the year, so it's unclear if DeKalb will have police body cams before 2021. But Nicholas says he might be able to secure a payment plan to get them sooner. I'm Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco.